Prague is remembering the long winter of communism this week with an unusual multimedia festival called Mene Tekel, Hebrew for the writing on the wall. The festival, now in its fifth year, bills itself as an international festival against totalitarianism, evil and violence. Films, concerts, exhibitions and even reconstructions of Stalinist show trials are on hand in what the organizers say is an attempt to preserve the memory of the nation. Rob Cameron has this report.
Communist Party leader Clement Gottwald appearing before a crowd of supporters on February 25, 1948, to announce the formation of Czechoslovakia's first communist government. What followed was four decades of totalitarian rule, often marked by terrible cruelty and injustice. Preserving memories of that time for posterity is the chief mission of the Mene Tekel Festival, the brainchild of its avuncular director Jan Žežika.
The name of the festival, Mene Tekel, the writing is on the wall, comes from the Bible, from the Old Testament. It refers to the message that evil is always present within man, at all times. What matters is whether evil is given the space, the right conditions to escape its confines, or whether it's suppressed in some way. So it's not a political thing, it's an ethical thing.
Man's capacity for evil was given full rein during four decades of totalitarian rule. For example, at the Uherské Hradiště prison in South Moravia, where political prisoners were incarcerated until the prison was closed down in 1962. As part of Mene Tekel, Charles University is hosting an exhibition about the former prison, entitled The Past Behind the Wall. I was given a guided tour by historian Jakub Jareš, a member of a civic initiative called Memoria, which was set up to save the prison from the wrecking ball.
This prison was one of the most cruel in Czechoslovakia in the 50s. The prisoners were tortured by electric shocks. The interrogators have such special boots, and the prisoner have to put his legs into these boots. They switched on electricity to go into these boots. It was iron boots. It was so terrible that the institutions of the communist totalitarian state intervened this torture.
In a sense, Uherské Hradiště had become a sort of communist Abu Ghraib, where guards devised ever crueler torments for the inmates until the higher authorities intervened. The building is now deserted, a hulking, crumbling 19th century fortress in the centre of a city. The obvious question is what to do with it now. Jakub Jareš and his colleagues would like to see it house a proper museum to communism, something still lacking in the Czech Republic. The exhibition shows various architectural proposals for how the prison could be transformed into a museum. The 1968 hit Sunny Grave by the immensely popular Czechoslovak pop group Blue Effect, banned after the Soviet invasion for their love of Western music. Blue Effect, who are still around, performed at a Prague club this week as part of the festival. Jan Žežika and his colleagues say they try in 7 days to revive the memories and consciousness of the Czech nation, already beginning to fade as a whole generation grows up with no meaningful recollection of communism.